Thanks, everybody, for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And today we are joined by Mandy and Chris Chaney. Mandy and Chris are local entrepreneurs and outdoor enthusiasts here in Powell County, both of which have been on the show before. Chris is very active with the boat ramp that we've seen in Clay City. Mandy has spoken to us before about Friends of Powell County's Pets. And they're both really active members of the community. But today they're going to talk to us together. Probably full disclosure, they are husband and wife, not married, not cousins or brothers and sisters. But they have put on this past weekend a mountain bike race here in Powell County. And this is the first of its kind in our area to really utilize outdoor sports in a way that becomes a really powerful tourist draw using the resources we currently have at our disposal in the Red River Gorge. And guys, can you tell us a little bit about what the race itself is and how this works?
Well, thank you, Corey. The race that we planned and put on, it's kind of a unique type of bike race. It's an endurance event. The racers, a lot of them compete against the clock and against themselves and not each other, with the goal of being covering the entire distance. In the case of our race, it was actually 102 miles, but typically you just call it a 100-mile race. It's roughly 100 miles, and it compares to other races of that kind of distance. And so we pieced together a route around and through the gorge that would hopefully encourage and excite people to come visit and to come back. It seems like we've managed to pull that off. We had a lot of positive response on the race itself and on the route, and people really love the area.
We were fortunate enough to have racers come from 18 different states, as far away as California. We had several people from Mississippi, and then all of the states that surrounded Kentucky. So it wasn't just local people from Lexington. We ended up having 112 individual racers come to or sign up for our race, and 88 actually started, with 78 finishing.
Now, I know you guys are both pretty avid outdoor enthusiasts. Can you tell me what was the genesis of this race? How did you decide this was something that you wanted to do and wanted to bring to our county?
Well, we lived out of state for a little while out west, and we got involved with participating in and volunteering for similar events, and we just really enjoyed the type of community atmosphere that we saw, and we realized that these long bike races and bike rides had a potential to generate a lot of economic benefit for the communities where they were held, and they're just a lot of fun. And so when we moved back, and even before then, we realized that, you know, this area would be a great place for that type of event. It's something that doesn't go on. It's something that, you know, we have the terrain and the just the appeal for people to come and kind of enjoy riding their bikes, doing that kind of thing. And there really aren't any races like this in Kentucky, and definitely not in eastern Kentucky, and even in the surrounding states, they're kind of spread out. So we realized we could hit a large portion of the population on the East Coast of mountain bikers that would have an interest in this. And it's kind of, these races grow in popularity over time, and it just seemed like it was a good time to put something like this on. And just this year, it just kind of came together. So,
well, you say 100 miles, and you know, I think a lot of us might be surprised that you could physically cram enough bike riding into Powell County to get anywhere near 100 miles. Logistically, it sounds pretty difficult. I mean, how hard is it actually to pull something like this off?
It was a logistical nightmare, but it went off flawlessly, and I think that has to do a lot with our familiarity with the area. It actually starts and ends in Powell County, but it goes a little bit into Menifee, through Wolf and a lot of Lee, and a little bit of Estill County in the back into Powell. And so, you know, we were able to kind of hit all the communities around the gorge area, and we got a lot of volunteers from other counties, as well as volunteers that came out and helped us from Powell County, a lot of friends and family and acquaintances, and it was really just a big community kind of coming together and rallying around and helping us put this thing on. So
logistically, Chris was in charge of coming up with the route. He is far more involved in knowing where these roads and trails are than I am. I will follow anyone on a trail, but I'm not always the wayfinder. So, but I did a lot of the planning, and so I think it's important to note that we had a lot of volunteers locally, and we also tried to use local vendors for our race. So, you know, everything from t-shirts to road signs for markings, and our venue at Four Guys RV Park. You know, we really wanted to focus this event on building the local economy, and I think we did a really good job in finding people that were available in Powell County and surrounding counties to help us out with the things that we needed to get done.
And you talked about the you know, the influx of tourist dollars and people coming into our community who wouldn't ordinarily be here. How many people did you have in the race this year?
There were 88 that raced that we think that started out. And typically the rule of thumb is that you have 1.5 people per participant in an event. We didn't have actual hard numbers on how many people came and supported them or watched or just came to be part of the race. We did have some volunteers that came from out of town that didn't sign up for the race. They just showed up and wanted to help. I know we had one gentleman from Richmond and one from Lexington and a few others that just came to town for the day just to be part of it. And they didn't bring their bikes. They didn't pay us to do the event. They were just here. And that's another thing about this is it just kind of, it starts to build that community and that awareness that we actually do have good places to ride mountain bikes around here. That's, we hope that we can improve that over time with this race. So,
and hopefully that does translate, because obviously we're well known as rock climbing. We're well known for a lot of outdoor and adventure tourism, but you know, this is one of the first times we've seen something like mountain biking really highlighted around here.
And that's true.
I have to assume that we have a pretty decent terrain for that type of thing.
We do. We don't have a lot of developed trails. We do have a lot of dirt and gravel roads, and a lot of our race was on paved roads, but they were country roads, so just paved back roads in the middle of nowhere. And for a lot of people, that's pretty fun as well. You don't think about that on a mountain bike, but when you're using the paved roads to piece together the dirt roads and some of the backcountry areas, it really kind of lends to the experience. And so we had a lot of people that really commented on the fact that the pavement sections that you don't expect when you talk about mountain biking, they didn't really detract from the race. They really liked the area and the scenery pretty well. So.
Mm-hmm.
And as a sport, it's growing in Eastern Kentucky pretty significantly. We've seen the Dawkins line go in near Prestonsburg, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some mountain bikers in the Hazard area that are working on trails in some areas down there. So, you know, there's little pockets here and there. The sport is definitely gaining some legitimacy. There's some college teams in Eastern Kentucky and at Pike.
Union College
at Union,
and I believe Lindsay Wilson.
Oh, okay. And so it's being seen as a legitimate sport at this point, and there's people who are, you know, they're spending thousands of dollars on bicycles and they want to ride them. So we feel that it's an opportunity to build Powell County as another tourist destination for another adventure sport.
Well, and it seems, you know, in Powell County, and I commend you guys on what you're doing, because it seems as if to have been known for as long as we have as a rock climbing destination and then the home of Natural Bridge, you know, the state park. Now, you know, in just the last few years, we're expanding into, you know, kayaking, we're expanding into mountain biking, and we're really utilizing the resources that we have. And going forward, should we expect this to be a regular event here in Powell County and of course, the surrounding areas?
Yeah, we've already secured our date for the next 2 years, and Four Guys is working with us and making sure that we're on their calendar. We've had several people who couldn't finish the race tell us that they're going to come back to earn their belt buckle. That mm-hmm. was what the finishers got this year.
And just, you know, quick aside, that was the trophy. Instead of a ribbon or a medal, that you gave out belt buckles, which I thought was extremely cool.
Yeah, they were pretty cool belt buckles. So we've had several people who finished the race who loved it and have assured us that they plan to come back. And we've had a lot of feedback on social media about the fact that people who couldn't make it this year that want to make it in the next year or two. And so we plan to make this an annual event towards the end of September, beginning of October.
That's fantastic. And are there any plans down the road to expand this or tie it into any festivals or build a festival around it? You know, it seems as if we have the opportunity here to create a large draw around this event, especially, as you said, this isn't something that you can just hop two counties over and do.
So we've discussed offering shorter routes. Logistically, it becomes even more difficult when you try to put on two races simultaneously. But there are a lot of people who would like to ride their bikes 100 kilometers instead of 100 miles. And so if we were able to manipulate the route a little bit to offer a shorter version, there are a lot of people, I think, who would enjoy that. And then we've also played around with a few other ideas. And there's some other communities who have seen what we've done and who are interested in seeing if we can bring something like what we've done with the Red River Gorge Mountain Bike 100 to their community.
Well, and it seems ripe for that when you mentioned that it goes in some places through large pieces of other counties, mm-hmm. to become a regional draw as opposed to just a local one. And, you know, anything we can do to uplift each other, that's what we do in Appalachia. But
absolutely. Beattyville has been the tourism commissions in Powell County, Wolf County, and Lee County have been super supportive of us. And Beattyville is really looking towards finding opportunities for events like this out of their main street. So they're talking to us about things that might be viable options. We're not, nothing set in stone yet, but there are other counties who are seeing this as a boon for the economy as well.
Well, for anyone who's listening that may want to go ahead and start planning to participate or volunteer or in some way be a part of this next year, what would be the best way we could instruct them to get a hold of you guys?
The race mostly has gone through, a lot of the communication's gone through our Facebook page, which is just Red River Gorge MTB 100, and that's short for mountain bike. We also have a website, rrgmtb100.com. And we probably won't be trying to recruit volunteers much before the summer, but there is also a group that we've been involved with starting called the Cave Run Red River Gorge Mountain Bike Alliance, and we're trying to get more active in the area to help build new trails, to get people more active in cycling in general, but mountain biking in particular. So we're trying to look for some activities that we can do, maybe to involve kids. We're going to miss it this year, but usually every year in October there's a national Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day, and that's something we'll probably try to do next year and maybe do a little bit bigger. You can, anybody that can find us on social media or out in town, we'll talk to you about it and whatever you'd like to do. Volunteering for events, and not just this event, but any event like this, a lot of times you don't even really have to know anything. We had a lot of people that would contact us and say, I'd love to help, but I don't know what to do. We were really good about giving people directions, and typically in general, what we're looking for volunteer-wise is we need people out on the course to help direct racers where to go. And so we tried to get, if somebody volunteered and said, I live near the course, we would say, okay, well, then you can go out to this turn by your house and point and, make sure they go the right way. And we would have signs and markings on the road as well. But we get a lot of people from the area that, they knew their little part really well, and so they were able to help us out in that way. And then the other thing, when we do the setup, we also use, it's the four guys and the barn at the Gorge. Our venue was really the barn, the wedding barn there at four guys. And, we need a lot of help with setup. And then, when the racers come, they're going to pick up their T-shirts and their race numbers, handing those things out, food preparation, things like that. So there's a lot of things that we need help with to put this on that doesn't necessarily involve mountain biking. You don't have to know anything about it. You don't have to love it.
Well, that's great. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And we'll be back again tomorrow with Bridging the Gap. As they said, if you have any interest in getting involved with this particular event, or, of course, they're both involved in a lot of outdoor events and a lot of adventure tourism events, just find them out in town, hit them up on Facebook, but get involved and let's help build our community stronger and move forward. So thank you again, and we'll see you tomorrow.